המעלים גדולים.
בכל ריבוי, מה עשית לו רבי יעקב? אין מכירי, הוא סין גוסר. So maybe we should darshan that there is an analogy between the nido and the beil nido inversely. I mean that is an inverse analogy. So magi lo yicholakto bein magol imishkov litami odin utami godim lechumre avu misach liglei bein magol imishkov litami odom ulitami godim. So in other words, that even the Beil Nido himself, when he touches a person, so he should not be able to be mitami odom mitami kodi. Omarove omovati nimashi. All right. Mitumech buashu mishkov yechomo kemishkov. ניתן מאוד מגודם שלוש, אבל עוד מגודם הוא לא מתיקה ביוזגודם, הוא מתיקה בהם. מתאחין עלי, כי עוד מכפרת, הוא חמיש כבר ריבוי, הוא בלב פרוטי. והם מכיהים, ויעלו כמייסו, להקשינו כל לחומרי, ששני מתאם מאוד מתאם מגודם, אפו ניסח לי במגוי ומשקובי. ומכולי, ששני מתאם, טוב, במשקובי, פשיט לא שלא תקע כוסו. אם כך, מגוי נעמי, שאם לא גבי אותו, הוא יתאם, יתאמנו, יתאם מגודם, דוקסי, ושי נדוס עלו. So in other words, then it would be a hekesh inversely, just as by nido. So there is no distinction between the nido itself and the mishkaf and meisha of the nido. Both have the chen that they are mitami odom mitami kodim shalom. So by beil nido there shouldn't be any distinction. Both have the chayme that they are mitami odom mitami kodim shalom. So by beil nido there shouldn't be any distinction likule between the beil nido and the mishkaf and meisha. Just as the mishkaf and meisha of the beil nido is not mitami odom mitami kodim, so the beil nido himself should not be capable of being mitami odom mitami kodim. All of half a mashma viloi. Look, all right, we'll be here. Now, so for Monday, so you have to know all the Gemara, and you'll have to look up the Gemara in Nozia Dachtesvot. It's a very important inyan, very one of the basic inyan you need. I mean, Gemara in Nozia Dachtesvot, Rabbi Yisi Shite of Mitzvah Sayyid Kikulei, and also in Psochim Dach Piyala. And to go over that Gemara with Rashi and Tesis, up to the Mishnah of Damid is Chobin with Dam Taresh of Israel. Oto Kule Beale in Tisninu, but they are Pnuim also. Omar Abitzro, Itabloye, Binisui is shown. In other words, that when does the Mishnah say that kusim are mitamim mishkatach mikeli and only married kusim? But the tnuim are not mitamim. When yesh v'sal kodam midam, and why are the husbands of the kusiyos considered beil nidos? Not that the kusiyos are mizalzel v'misamigdo, they're not mizalzel, they observe it lifitaito. Not that the kusiyos are mizalzel v'misamigdo, they're not mizalzel, they observe it lifitaito, but out of ignorance, so they don't know how to count the minyan. Then yeshve is al kodam midam. Tanya, Omer Rav Meir, im hein yeshve is al kodam midam, takonik deiloi, אלו שראי איזדם עודי ומשלים איסי לידם יורק. So now the question is, but if they are mitame, they are machmir, and even dam yorek, even if they see yellow, a yellow mara, so they also consider themselves as nidei. So So what kind of a dacholic could there be? But a dacholic could arise from the fact that they start the count with a damyorek. So let's say, at first, they just see damyorek. So they start counting the 7 days. And then the second day, they see for the first time damodek. So al kedin, the 7 days should start as of the second day. And they start counting as of the first day, so shall we kedin. Alright. El shari damodek mashlimi seis el damyorek. דבר אחר, ים שפיסקס בספרתי למיניין שיבו. The Kusiyates, so they hold that the day when she stops, the day when she stops sitting down, so she counts it limiyin shibu. Now, so Rashi said as follows. Kishirei yogimu ritzufi la'acha zayin yimei anide vihave zon upisekes behem tzayei siferes itzei ktsas hayei she'ado erev limin yanshivo nikim vanan zayin nikim shlein dibino lizov. So in other words, the halacha is that if a woman sees down on 3 successive days in the Yimei Ziveh, she becomes a Zomidei. And Yudalef Yeh, she benidah l'inidu. So when a woman starts seeing down, so the first 7 days, that's Yimei Nidu. Then 11 days prior to the 7 days, that's Yimei Ziveh. So if she sees down on any one of the 11 days following the 7 days, so then it's considered zero. So if she sees down, let's say, if she saw down, initially, so she became in need for 7 days. Then on the night of the 8th day, she was tiberes. Then if on the 8th day in the morning she sees down, she's ishimeres yimkinegedi, so she has to count one clean day. And if she saw down on the 8th day, so she has to count the 9th day, and the night of the 10th she can be developed. She returns by the rise. Suppose she sees down on the 8th day and the 9th day, so then she has to count again one clean day. On the 10th day, so she has to count. And then the night of the 11th, she's developed with Teresa Bible. But suppose she sees down on the 8th day, on the 9th day, on the 10th day, then she has to count Zayin Kiv. So in other words, so she has to make a Hefzik Tare. Let's say Eve, before Shkia, on the 10th day, before Shkia, so she made the bdike and she was clean. So then she has to start counting with the 11th day. So she counts from the 11th to the 17th, and then she is muteres lebailo on the 9th of the 18th. So that's the halacha. Now, so the halacha is that if she saw three rias, she saw on the 8th, and she saw on the 9th, and she saw on the 10th. And suppose she saw on the 10th early in the morning, then she makes it decay, and she's clean. So the balance of the 10th day cannot be considered as the first day of the 7 days, because she has to count 7 clean days. Now, on the 10th day she already saw, so it's not a clean day. So the first day of the 7 clean days has to be the 11th day. 11, the 12, 13, up to the 17th day. So, and she's developed at the night of the 18th, and she's in Tarzabai. But the Kusi, they said that if a woman, in other words, it appears from this Gemara that the Kusim, even though they didn't, they rejected the Teresh Baal Peh, but many things they did accept. I mean, like all Kofrim, I mean, so they don't accept, many things they don't accept and many things they do accept. So the halacha of 3 days, even though that is not spelled out in the Torah explicitly, so the Gemara darshens it from the Posik, Yomim Rabim, so Yomim Shnayim, Rabim Shlesho, but apparently the Kusim did accept that, they recognized that. So they also recognized that a woman becomes a Zovek Deile only if the Yemei is even, and it seems that they recognized the aloche of Yudalef Yem Shemenido Lido also, because if they hadn't recognized the aloche of Yudalef Yem Shemenido Lido, so then the Gemara could say they considered Beil Nideis for the simple reason that everything is mixed up. And the Gemara only says that the only thing that was Shaloi Kedin is that they started to count the day when she stopped menstruating, sitting down. So that means that they recognize the aloche of Yudalev Yem Shevinigal Nido. And also the aloche, that in order to become Yizomik Deile, she must see Dav in the Yemei Zivu on 3 successive days. So in other words, on the 8th, on the 9th, and the 10th. And if she saw Dav early in the morning on the 10th, and then she made the Hepsiktara Hepdike, and she was clean, so they counted the 10th day, the balance of the 10th day is the first of the 7 days. So mele, so they were tevelis on the night of the 17th, not on the night of the 18th. And that was Shalik Adin, because on the night of the 17th, she was still a Zomek Mure. A Zomek Mure. Oh, so that was the Dakot. Maskif le'chome v'chome v'tisperenu. So of course, what the Kusim did was a blunder. Why is it a blunder? Why isn't it in conformity to the aloche? After all, true, there is a aloche of Zayinikim, 7 clean days, but there is also a concept of mixes ayin kikule, of mixes ayin kikule. Now let's say likabe aveles or likabe nizires. There is a loche of mixes ayin kikule. So mimele here too, al pidin it should be all right. If a woman saw dam on the 8th and the 9th and the 10th, and then she made a bdike early on the 10th. So the balance of the 10th day should be considered as the first day of Zayinikin, and then so the 11th day will be the second day, and then the 16th day will be the 7th day of Zayinikin. So the night of the 17th, she should be Miteres Lebailo. What's wrong with that? So we must go back home. We dispereno, but not only dispere. The kind of mixayim kikule. Omarove in Cain, we do not say mixes ayin kikule in this case. We do not say mixes ayin kikule in this case. Omarove in Cain, shichvazera disosa bizive hechemishkachas. Vo mixes ayin kikule. Now there is a loche that is a zak. That the aloche applies to Izav and to Izov. So, in respect to Izav, now Izav, if a man saw Zive 3 times, so then he becomes Izav, and he has to count Zayinikin 7 clean days. Suppose on one of the 7 days he sees Keri, not Zive, but Keri. So the aloche is, if he sees Zive, so then it interrupts the whole count and he has to start counting 7 clean days again. But suppose on the 7 days he sees Keri, so then it is Seiser, that's the aloche. It's only Seiser Yebert. Let's say, he started to count the Zive on Sunday. On Sunday, so Sunday was the first day of the Zayinikim of the Zav. Monday the second. And Tuesday, the third day, then on Tuesday, he saw Keri. So there, the Tuesday day is not counted. So in other words, so Wednesday will be the third day. Wednesday will be the third day. So that's the halacha. If he's up, he's carry on a certain day, so it's not say at the whole minyan of the 7 days, but it's only say that one day. That one day. And so Wednesday will be the fourth day. Now the same halacha applies to Izovi. The same halacha applies to Izovi. Now Izovi has to count Zayinuki. Now there is a halacha that if a woman is Pilate Shechvazera, so then, so she has the same tumeh, she becomes affected with the same tumeh as a man who sees scary. That's the halacha. So the male is just as scary. Just as scary. So just as scary is, that's the abaye of Chomer Bachomer, but that's the way you pass. Just as scary is say, the count of Zive for one day, so a woman who is a Zove in the midst of the count of the 7 days, she was Pilate Shechvazera, within the period that it has a Din Shechvazera. So the Machlok is Anoyim, Sefer Shabbos, whether it is 3 Eimes or 6 Eimes. Now most Rishonim pass with 6 Eimes. So then she says one. So the Gemara says, so Marove, if you are going, Rove addresses himself to Rome Bachom, if you are going to say, if we are to assume, as you say, that out to the a woman who stopped seeing down early in the morning on the third day, so then she can count the balance of the third day as the first of the Zayinuki. Why? Because Mitzvah Zayinuki Kule, if we are to apply the counsel of Mitzvah Zayinuki Kule here, so then how can we visualize the whole halacha? There is Gzeiras HaKosov. That if someone has a shechvazera, he sees his shechvazera, he carries, and he says, ah, so it says, Alimechot. So in other words, but if you say, Mixas Ayyanti Kulei, so suppose he started to count the Zayniki on Sunday. Sunday was the first day of Zayniki, Monday the second, and Tuesday was supposed to be the third. And if he saw a carry, Tuesday, so the mailer, that would mean, and it says, Alimechot. So it shouldn't even be say Sayyid Echot, because the balance of the day should be considered as Mitzvah Sayyid Kikule. So Mele, he should be able to be Teveil, the Zav should be able to, he started to count Sunday. So he should be able to be Teveil Mitzoy Shabbos. He should be able to be Teveil Mitzoy Shabbos. But we say that if he saw carry, let's say on Tuesday, so it says in Yemechot, so he can only be Teveil Sunday night, not Mitzoy Shabbos. So we see that we don't apply the aloche of Mitzoy Kikule. So maybe we do apply the aloche of Pisayim Kikule. So you ask, how can we visualize the whole aloche that Rias carry is Seisayim Echot? There is always a balance of the day. So it shouldn't make any difference. So the answer is Enochanam. Ordinarily, so it wouldn't make any difference. If he'll see carry on Tuesday, in the middle of the day, in the beginning of the day, or in the middle of the day, so then it will not make any difference to him. Because true, it says a Yemechot, but the balance of the day that is clean, he doesn't see carry the balance of the Tuesday day that is clean, so that could be considered also as a day. So, how can we visualize this aloche that he'll have to be teveil a day later? So in other words, we can visualize the aloche that Zav, Shehor, carries, so it's a Yemechot, where he had a long hair, let's say, if Shkia is, let's say, is 6 o'clock on Tuesday, and if he started to have a discharge of carry, let's say, from before 6 until it was night, it was Tuesday night. So in the melee, there was no balance. There is no clean balance of the Tuesday day. If, let's say, he has a discharge of carry, let's say, Tuesday at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, so then there is still a balance after 5 o'clock in which he's clean. And that is considered as a whole day, as a whole clean day. But suppose he has the discharge in the course of the Bein HaShemoshes of Tuesday, so there is no balance left, because he has a discharge in the course of the whole transition, the twilight period, from Tuesday to Wednesday. So in such a case, we can visualize the halacha that Shechvazera is saying after all, we have Xeras HaKosov. The Chichvazera, he says in Mechot, so you mean that the whole Xeras HaKosov applies to such a case? In other words, Chome Bachome said, ask, how do we know? In other words, Sereinach Narme. Ein Emeske, mit dem Pore und Ferik Basra, mit Rafke Gesoy Omo Nishmaizi. This verse is pointing out, we shouldn't think that Tom Bachome really felt that the Kusim were right, acted al Pidin. No, because the Pashtes, the Gemore, in Nide, Daf Sabach Tess is, mit Rafke Gesoy Omo Nishmaizi. I mean, so in other words, beat me up. So in other words, it's inconceivable that there should be any Amir, a Rav, or anybody else who would agree with the Kusim that we apply the law here of Mishnah Nikolai. But so why did Rabbi Bachome? Rabbi Bachome just asked. He wanted to know where is the Moke, that the point of view of the Kusim was wrong. But he also agreed it was wrong. He just wanted to know Iran. But not that he Rabbi Bachome felt that the Kusim were right. Now, let's see the Rashi. אם כן וניקים מקסיים ככולי זב שפוסק וישחיל לספר וירוא קרי וקיימו ניסייסר ניסיים וסולוי ועל הפלל בשמה איתך מייסה ומקסיים ככולי מייסה ישראלי כקצסיים עובי אידי חזוי בפל כדי עם קושי ומשנה ולאם הוא מקרוא בקמיהו מהדור להיק מעט עד כבשי, אין על כל חושב פה לקרוא, תחייב ניקיים לכל דוכתה, מקסיים ככולי, יהיו תוכי כולי כבן אבשי, וסומך לשקיע זכם. בואי יכול לבר חומר, פילט שכבה זרע, מהו שטיסטר בזיווה. Now we pass like that, but it's really a bayit by חומר בחומר. We pass לחומר, but it's not bayit by חומר בחומר. In other words, do we say that just the Zirias Keri is Seisir, Yemechot, by Zahar, so that day when he saw the Keri cannot be included in the seven clean days, he must have an extra clean day. So do we say that if he's Ope, if was Pilate Shechvazera, and the Aloch is if a woman is Pilate Shechvazera, within Gimlainess, within Sixainess, according to the shita of the various tanoim, the shabbos. So then she becomes affected to the same tumah as Balkeri. So do we say that if a zovik daily in the midst of the zayniki was called as shevazera, so she should be saved? So one day, Marsh is going to say, Reya oiso v'siseres oidil monigas oiso v'loiso so. Because Balkeri's tumah, when a man has a discharge of carry, so then it is a tumah sriah. It's not a tumah smar. The question is, what kind of a status of tumah affects the woman who is pelet shechvazera? So we could say it's also a tumas liya. Or maybe it's a tumas mag. In other words, because the she is spiletes the shevazera, and shevazera is mitame. So when she is spiletes the shevazera, she becomes tome as a result of the contact. As a result of the contact. Now, so as it appears from the Gemara, that conveys that this the Gemara is saying it not only alibi de rabbanon, but even alibi de Rav Shimon. Because there is Dafne Veis, there is a machleket between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon. The Rav Shimon says that Piletes Shechvazera becomes Tomei, becomes Tmeyo, only if the Shechvazera was Yotzo Lechutz. But suppose it was not, and Bechutz, it came outside, and it came in contact with the goof of the woman outside, because but suppose she was Pilates, it didn't come outside. But she felt that she was Pilates, it remained inside, it didn't come outside, then she doesn't become Tommy. She was Pilates if it didn't come outside. That is what Reb Shimon says. Because he says, Dayokibia. Just as the man. So he becomes tomei only if there is a discharge. That means it comes out only if the issue comes outside. But as long as the issue does not come outside, it does not become affected with the tumas balkari. So the woman who is piletes shechvazera, the same halacha. And the rabbanon say no, that if a woman who is piletes shechvazera, she felt that inside she was piletes shechvazera, but that shechvazera did not come out. So she's also playing. So the Gemara, Chome b'chome, Rishayim point out, Chome b'chome, Kez da Abaye, Royo iso visiseres, Uyumun igas, Uyso v'lisosro. So in other words, that perhaps she's meyo itumas liye, im malibe dire shime, who requires that the shechvazera, that she is piletes, should come outside. So maybe even according to, so then there is good reason. There is good reason, there is a good a sound ground to argue that the tumah is a tumah smag, since according to Rav Shimon, she only becomes affected with tumah. If the shechvazera came outside, so maybe it's on the basis of Tumas Mage, and if it's on the basis of Tumas Mage, so it will be Seisaya. Only Tumas Riye could be Seisaya Yemech. Or, even according to Reb Shimon, that he requires that the Shechvazera, that she is Piletes, should come outside. But the Tume, ultimately, is a Tumas Riye. But it's not in the Tumas Riye that the Shechvazera, that she is Piletes, should come outside. Just as in regard to the bear, to the man. So there, of course, it becomes tummy only when the issue is discharged. But no one will say that the tummy is a tummy smag. So there, it doesn't become affected with tummy sriya until the discharge, the issue, comes outside. So here too, according to Reb Shimon, only if the shechvazera that she is piletes comes outside. But when it does come outside, then she becomes a tmeyo on the basis of tumas liye. So melech, it is a iser yemechon. But according to Rabbanon, it's a pshites that it's a tumas liye. But the Gemara is saying it im malibe de Reb Shimon. Oy dilma nigas v'yisor v'yisos. Omarove lifumchu v'shavesh. Nei name disasre kamotiste. So he says, we cannot say, Rome says, that we cannot say that the Pilate Shechvazera is a Yisrael Yimech. Because Monef Shech. She has to count Zainikim. So, Monef Shech, if you say that she is a Yisrael, so how many days would it be Yisrael? Tistei Shivo, if you are going to say that if she's blessed Shevazor and the Mr. Zainikin, so she should have the same thing as if she saw down in the Mr. Zainikin, then she says all the Zain. Suppose on the seventh day, a woman on the seventh day of the Zayinikin, she sees dam, so she has to start counting new 7 days. So, Morif Shachif, you say that Pilate Shechvazera, you say Seir, it should be Seir all the Zayin? Why only one day? But you cannot say that she is Seir all the Shiva, because then she will be more homo than Beyalo. The Beyalo, what was she Pilate? She was Pilate's just Shechvazera. What kind of itumi is it by the Beyalo to Maskeri? So, when the husband had the discharge, so he only became Tommy for one day, and she should, because of the plate of the same Shechvazera, have to count 7 clean days. That's impossible. So then you'll say Tista Yemechot. So what will be the result? If she started to count, the first day of the Zayinikin was on a Sunday. She counted Sunday, Monday. Tuesday she was Pilate Shechvazera. So if you are going to say that she says only Yemechot, so then it will follow that instead of being able to be Teve, Mitzvah Shabbos, so since the Tuesday day is out, is not counted, so Wednesday will be the third day. So Memele, she will be able to be Teveles only Sunday night. So then the Zayinikin are not one continuous count. And here by Zove, the Gemara, so the Aluch is, Tista Yemechot, Ve'acha Titor Omrachmone, Acha Echod Likulo, or Acha Likulo, Acha Echod Likulo. So there is a Gersay. In other words, there has to be a continuous count. In other words, it cannot be broken up. In other words, so if you say that when she started the count Sunday the first day, Monday the second day, and Tuesday she was Pilate Shechvazera. If you say it's not Seisir, so there is continuity in the count. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But if you say it's Seisir Yemechot, so the Tuesday day is not counted. So in other words, so there is no continuity in the count. That's not good, by Zove, because there is Ixer Sakosuv Acharechot Nikulon. There has to be one unbroken, uninterrupted count of 7 days. So Rom Bachome says, Zov Guvich Sosar, with Arosi Omrachmone, shall we take Tumma Mafsekes Vineyem? Just as you deduce from the Posik, by Zove, Vachatito, Acharechot Nikulon. So by Zav, it doesn't say Vachatito, but it says the Tarose, so you can deduce from Tarose also that there has to be an uninterrupted, continuous count of 7 days. And still the halacha is that if he sees carry, he's only say one day. So there is no continuity. So elo ma'islach le'meimash le'itumazim ma'afseks b'neim. Only if the continuity of the count is broken out, is interrupted by itumazim, then it's not good. But if the continuity of the count is interrupted by Tumas Keri, it doesn't matter. So here too, true, there is Exasakosu, Beachatita, Acharechot Likulon, that the continuity of the count should not be interrupted. It only implies it should not be interrupted by Tumas Zive. But if it's interrupted by one day, for one day, by Tumas Keri, by Tumas Shechvazera, it doesn't matter. Let's see the Rashi. Pilates kishishim shomizei uposkovis chilolim neis upoltom aushetis demiyon hodikayim upilates meyom shimrei visosro oy mishimigas vinigei alisei seya dayo kibeyalo. So war mir in der Büro Kerin, ist es mir mehr. Dies die mir hat im Kino habe zu viel nach und war hat Tito, aha hat die Kolon, aha hat die Kolon. Kelei mal zman hat die Kolon, sie wird zu viel Taros. Die Taros im Rachmon, sie war schon mit Taros. strategy, Spalletis comes outside. But when he does come outside, then she becomes a mayor on the basis of the Masliyah. So Mele, it is a Yisrael. But according to Rabbanon, it's a Peshites that it's a Tumasliyah. But the Gemara is saying it in Malibet Rav Shimon. Oh, you do not ask us all these us. Oh, my God, the Lifumchu Feshavesh. Nei name disasre kamotiste. So he says, we cannot say, Rabbi says, that we cannot say that the Pelete Shech Vazera is a Yisrael Yimech. Because Molev Shech. She has to count Zainikim. She has to count Zainikim. So, Monefshech, if you say that she is Seisaya, so how many days would it be Seisaya? Tisday, Shivo, if you are going to say that if she's Pelete Shech Vazera in the midst of Zainikim, so she should have the same thing as if she saw Dam in the midst of Zainikim. Then she says all the Zain. Suppose on the seventh day, a woman on the seventh day of the Zainikim, she sees Dam, so she has to start counting new 7 days. So, Molev Shech, if you say that Pelete Shech Vazera is Seisaya, it should be Seisaya all the Zain. Why only one day? But you cannot say that she is Seisaya all the Shimo, because then she will be more homo than Beyalo. The Beyalo, what was she Peletes? She was Peletes, just the Shevazera. What kind of mitumah is it by the Beyalo to Maskeret? So, when the husband had the discharge, so he only became Tommy for one day, and she should, because of the plate of the same Shevazera, have to count 7 clean days. That's impossible. So then you'll say, Tista Yemechot. So what will be the result? If she started to count, the first day of Zainikim was on a Sunday. She counted Sunday, Monday. Tuesday she was Pelete Shech Vazera. So if you are going to say that she says only Yemechot, so then it will follow that instead of being able to be Teve, Mitzvah Shabbos, so since the Tuesday day is out, is not counted, so Wednesday will be the third day. So Memele, she will be able to be Tevelis only Sunday night. So then the Zainikim are not one continuous count. And here by Zobe, the Gemara, so the Aloch is, Tista Yemechot, Ve'acha Titerom Rachmone, Acha, Echod Likulo, or Acha Likulo, Acha Echod Likulo. So there is a Gersay. In other words, there has to be a continuous count. In other words, it cannot be broken up. In other words, so if you say that when she started the count Sunday the first day, Monday the second day, and Tuesday she was Pelete Shech Vazera, if you say it's not Seisaya, so there is continuity in the count. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But if you say it's Seisaya Yemechot, so the Tuesday day is not counted. So in other words, so there is no continuity in the count. That's not good, by Zove, because there is exasakos of acharechot nikulom. There has to be one unbroken, uninterrupted count of 7 days. Shoeitumo mafsekes b'neyel, utamecho, Zove. So, utamecho, so Rom Bachome answers, Zove, Zove, Gufei Chesoser, v'taharose yom rachmone, shoeitumo mafsekes b'neyel, just as you deduce from the posik by Zove, v'achatito, acharechot nikulom. So by Zav, it doesn't say v'achatito, but it says l'tarosei, so you can deduce from l'tarosei also that there has to be an uninterrupted, continuous count of 7 days. And still the halacha is that if he sees carry, he's only say, one day. So there is no continuity. So, elo maizloch lemeimar shlo itu maziv mafseks b'neiem. Only if the continuity of the count is broken up, is interrupted by itu maziv, then it's not good. But if the continuity of the count is interrupted by itu maskeri, it doesn't matter. So here too, Jude is exactly the gossip. Be achatita, achatita kulon. That the continuity of the count should not be interrupted. It only implies it should not be interrupted by tumazime. But if it's interrupted by one day, for one day, by tumaskeri, by tumashekhazero, it doesn't matter. Let's see the Rashi. Pilates kishishim shomizei uposkovis chilolimneis upoltoma ushetislam yom hodikayim upilates meyom shimrei visosvo oy mishimigas vinigei aliseisir dayo kibeyalo. So, when we are in the world, and had Nabaye, and as a matter of fact, and Rome even said, Lifumchum Shapeshte, Neiname Disasre, Kamotister. So, Tister, Shimodai Kibela, Tisimera Hatito Rachman. So, in other words, so Rome tried to say that she's not his error, still all the Meshikin Paskin, that Pilate Shechvazera is his error. And the whole requirement, that a woman she has to count 5 unclean days before she makes it a hefsektare and starts counting 7 clean days is based upon this aloche that Pilate Shechvazera is Seisalimach. So in other way, but Mele, she should count only 4 unclean days. The 5th unclean day, that's an extra chumre. That is not based upon any dinah digmore. The 4 days over and above the 7 clean days are based upon dinah digmore. And the 5th day, the 5th unclean day over and above the 7 clean days, that's based upon the chshoshe. Maybe she would be mshameshes mitoso, binashmoshes. But the Rishenim mentioned, I mean, the early Rishenim only mentioned 4 days, not 5 days, 4 unclean days. What's the cheshbon of 4 unclean days over and above the 7 clean days? Why now? Every woman today, even if she is reyeh, tipas dam kechado, and even though she knows it's a yeminide, so al pidin she is considered a zomideh, even if she has 1 reyeh. So, whether she sees it in Yemizive or she sees it in Yeminide, so she is to be treated as Izovidele, and she has to count Zaybukim. So, the male, if a woman, so the male, the reason is why many Rishayim say that a woman has to count first 4 unclean days. And then to start counting the 7 clean days, because there is a machlekes in the Mishnah in Shabbos, in Perik HaVakime. The Hapilete Shechvazera, until when is just become Pneyor? So only as long as that Shechvazera is still capable of being, of fertilizing. But but if the Shechvazera is incapable of fertilizing the egg cell, so then it doesn't have a chaliz din Shechvazera. So there is a machlekes anoyim. Now we have to say that it's not a machlekes in mitzias, but the mitzias is that sometimes. Now the biggest chumre is the shita of the chachamim, according to the gils of most rishonim. So the biggest chumra is that Apilete Shechvazera b'seich sheishenis, b'seich sheish eneis, that means 72 hours. Each eno consists of 12 hours. So 6 times 12. So it's 72 hours, 3 misleis. So it's made. Why? Because it's possible, even though it's not very likely, but it's possible that the Shechvazera, that is Niflet, within 72 hours is of the discharge of the Shechvazera, is capable of being Mazria, of fertilizing the exam. So the Mele, it has a Chalui Shem Shechvazera. But if a woman is Lete Shechvazera more than 72 hours after the discharge, so then it's incapable of fertilizing an exam. So it doesn't have a Chalui Shem Shechvazera. Now, so there is a Machlekes Tanoi. The Machlekes is based upon the Posik in regard to Matan Torah, the Yunachim Lishlishis Yomi. Now, the Torah was given on Shabbos. So the question is, when al tikshu al nishon? So when did they have to be perish nishon? So most rishonim pasken that peleta shechvazera within 72 hours, within 6 emes, so is tmei. So memele. So the early rishonim mentioned that a woman has to count for unclean days. Why for unclean days? Because let's say if she was Mishabeshes Mitoso, Mitzoi Shabbos. If she was Mishabeshes Mitoso, Mitzoi Shabbos. So then, let's say if she was Mishabeshes Mitoso, Mitzoi Shabbos at 10 p.m. So then, one misles would be Sunday p.m., two misles would be Monday p.m., Monday night, 10 p.m., and three misles would be Tuesday night, 10 p.m. So if she will be, let's say, Piletes Shechvazera, let's say, at 1 minute before 10 p.m. Tuesday night. Now, let's say, at 9:59. So then, it's already part of the Wednesday day. Because Tuesday night marks the beginning of the Wednesday day. So that means that the Wednesday day cannot be counted as one of the Zayinikim, because there is a Rie in the Wednesday day. At 9:59 she was Peleta Shechvazera, that was still within the 72 hours limit. So maybe she became mayor, and that was say one day. Which day? The day on which the plate took place. Which day did the plate take place? On Wednesday. So maybe she cannot start, so she has to count for unclean days. Because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then Wednesday afternoon before she makes Efsek Tam. That is mentioned by the early Shem. Then the Ramon mentions an extra chumre. The extra chumre is that she has to count 5 unclean days. In other words, if let's say she saw dam on Sunday, she was mishameshes mitoso, mitzoy Shabbos. She was mishameshes mitoso, mitzoy Shabbos. So then she certainly on safe grounds if she makes the hefsek tare Wednesday before shkia. So then there is no choshe. Because even if she was mishameshes mitoso mitzoy Shabbos and she saw dam Sunday morning, so mele, even if she's Pilates, let's say Tuesday night within the 72-hour limit, but she makes the Efsek Tare Wednesday afternoon, so she's on same grounds. But so why is there a more machmir that she has to count 5 unclean days before she starts counting 17 days? Because let's say sometimes, suppose she will be mishameshes mitoso Sunday minashmoshes, and she will be thinking that it's still daytime. So mele, then if it's still daytime, so she'll be thinking it's before shkia. So the mele, if she will have to count only 4 unclean days, so she will count in her mind, she will count the Sunday, the balance, the balance of the Sunday day, in her mind, there's still 10 minutes left in the day of Sunday. So it'll be Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But actually, she was already night, so it was already Sunday night. Tuesday night, and so Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, after Shkia would mark the expiration of the six Aines. And she might be Pilates before that, so that day could be counted. So because of that, she has to count five unclean days: Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So the fifth day is added because of the possibility maybe she'll be Mishameshes, let's say Minashmoshes Sunday. But 4 days without any Choshe, because of the possibility that she'll be Pilates within the 6 days. So that is the basis for this aloche, that a woman has to count 5 unclean days before she starts counting the 7 clean days. Now, if she was not Mishameshes Mitoso, so then she shouldn't have to count the five clean days. Still, the Rambam says, Bein Shimshon Mitoso, Bein Lo Shimshon Mitoso, because of the plug. So she has to count 5 unclean days before she starts counting the 7 clean days. Now, in regard to this halacha, that all the Rishonim passed, even though Rome Bachome had the Sofik, and Rove said that it's not Zeiseya, still all the Rishonim passed, the Pesach Rishono, and Chavon Ramo, all the Rishonim, that it is Zeiseya, but there is a Machlekes Rishonim. So, the Shita of Rav Netam is that this whole halacha, that the Shechva Zera, Pilate Shechva Zera, is Zeiseya Mechod, is only applies to a case where the husband is Izav. So it's a Shechva Zera of Izav. Because after all, does the Torah mention this aloche, that Shechva Zera is Seisayim Echod in connection with Izome? More than the Torah doesn't mention it, the Posik is mentioned in regard to Izav. So we learn it out from Zome. So Rav Netam Shita is that the reason as to why Pilate Shechva Zera is Seisayim Echod, it first of all, it only applies to a case where the husband is Izav. So the Mele, if she is Pilate Shechva Zera, so Yefshea le Shechva Zera, this plate of Shechva Zera, Yefshea v'loi tzichzuchei zive. So the Mele, that means when the woman is Pilate Shechva Zera, since the husband, whose Shechva Zera it is Izav, so that means that this Shechva Zera is commingled with a droplet, with a minute droplet of Zivi. So that's why it is Seiseya. Because for the same reason that Erias Keri is Seiseya Mechot by Zav, so here too. Mashein King, the husband, is not Zav, so then it's not even Seiseya. That is the Ramtamshi. Then, the Shita of the Raimund is that the whole halacha, the Shechva Zera, is Seiseya Mechot, Pilate Shechva Zera is Seiseya Mechot, only applies to Taras, let's say Bizman HaBayis. So it was Negia Taras too, not only Bailo. So in regard to Tumei Vitare, the halacha is that Pilate Shechva Zera is Seiseya Mechot. But vis-a-vis Bailo, so there is no halacha that is Seiseya Mechot, according to the Rambam. Now, the Rosh mentions all the issues. Now,
Now turn to the Rosh, and I will give more. Now the beginning, the third line, the second column, paragraph Aleph, in this case, Nira is a divrei robe nitri, keim oshet al zeh, ubaye de romba chomel yifshete, hilkach yish lehachmiya bepiletes visiseres yemeh, vichayim likamon ferik yisdei, boi minei rav shmuel barbisne, ma baye, piletes shechvazer arei ahave, uinigah asad, ומאן נפקימים ליסטה בזיב אותם עם משהו, אומר לי ריה, עושה משהי לרובה, אומר לרובה ריה, ולרמי איזה אומר לריה, אפילו לרב שימן, If in a call it Rav Shimon, who says that Lezer Zara only becomes Neo if it comes outside, so we could argue that it's completely Tumes Magi? No. So even according to Rabbonon Circle, Ul Rabbonon Pshita Leid Reyade, Vinire de Rovi Gupe Hoda Bei Pshik Shalvo, Vil Mochachu. Even though Rovi said here that she's not Seiseya, but he was crazy. And ultimately, he agreed that he says, "We have come working Gabi Melide, Gabi Melide. The Omar Abaye in the series Veile, the Rob Omar in the series Veile. The Omar Robin no Aminu, Vachatita, Vachachal, Mikula, Vachachal, Mikulot. So it's Suma Mafsek Veile. The Abaye Omar, so it's Suma Zivik. Nigam Zeim. Michal the Robin Makpita for Afsokes to Macheres. Ye Shleima to Maslide, Chshima Beki to Mazil." משום דמיתם של סיום, ואיזה משכם ומשם, אבל מתמזכר לי איפה שחוזר לי. היו כך, כל אישו צריכו להיזויה של מתסחיל לספיר זיין ניקים עד יהם יהמהי לשימושו. So in other words, the Rosh mentions this deen, but not, he's not machmir as much as the Ramo is machmir. Because the Ramo paskens that she can start the Zayin Nikim יהמהוב לשימושו. And not only, and even if she was not Mishameshes Mitoso, because of the plug, the Rosh says, if she was not Mishameshes Mitoso, then there is no Kshosh. So she can start counting Zaynikim the moment she stops bleeding. But if she was Mishameshes, so then she has to count 4 unclean days, not 5 unclean days. Because the 5th day, that's an extra thing, right? That's because maybe she'll be Mishameshes Mitosos on the Minash Moshe, she will not know the time, she'll think it is 5:30 and actually it is already 6:30, it's already night. So because of that, we are Machmir to add a 5th day. But that is something you can beware yourself against it. So the Rosh says, so שלי תסביר, היו כך קולי שצריך על איזויה, שלי תסביר לספיר זיין ניקים עד ימהי לשימושו, כי גנימשים שם מצוי שבס, אינו מסחלס לספיר זיין ניקים, אלו בים חמישי. דיקאים אלון כי רבון אלון דאמו ושבי לפרק רבקיבה, דישי שאין ישלימס בינו מתלעיתה, דין שפזר המשרח יחס, אלו אח השי שאין ישלימס. היו כך כששים שם מצוי שבס, אם טיפלי בלרבי, קדם לשימושו מצוי שבס לציטוס דנאית, עדיין נמדם שכמובנס, לשימושו, ואם פולטוס יסרס, היו כך עם חמישי ראשון לספירוסו. אונו, אם תרצה להסחיל ספירוסו מיד, but the Rosh says, there is a way, you see. The Rosh says, the only thing is to make sure, to make sure that you will not be Peletes Yishechvazera on any of the Zion key. So like this, there is a possibility, maybe she will be Peletes Yishechvazera, let's say, within 72 hours. So that's why she has to count 400 days. Then the 5th day is already, without any doubt, beyond the 72 hour limit. But suppose she wants to start counting immediately, so she only has to make sure that no shechvazera is left inside. So let's say if she cleans herself out, if she takes a douche, so then she doesn't have to be chisheshes, lest the shechvazera remain inside, so maybe she can start counting the moment she's clean, the moment. So this is what he says. Now, omnel,
אם תרצה להס חלסבירוסו מיד, ממוח חלסבירוסו, תיקנח יופה במייך, אוי בבגד דק, להפנית כל הזרע. אוי תרחז ממים חמים ויפנית המים חמים כל הזרע. Of course, that couldn't, the Ramo couldn't say it, because the Ramo passed his lechumre, that even if she was not mishameshes mitoso altogether, because of lepluk, so she has to count 500 days, so of what avail will be, that she cleans herself out, but it's only the Rosh. The Rosh does not adapt that chumre of Liblu. So it's only, she only has to count 4 extra days, unclean days, so he has to count as because of the Choshe. So if she cleans herself out, there is no Choshe, she can start counting as Ayinikin immediately. So, B'dak l'haf k'lazer, or t'ilat ma'im chami, afita ma'im chami k'lazer. In other words, the Ramban Shita is, the Ramban Shita is that, that as long as she walked substantially, so then she doesn't have to be chisheshes. Because if she walks a lot, so then if there is any shechvazera left, it would by itself come out. But the Rosh Shita is that even if she did engage herself in walking, so there is still a possibility, we still have to be chishesh. Maybe part of the Shechvazera still remained and didn't come out in the course of walking. So the only thing that certainly can be cleaned out is if she mamish cleans herself out. Alright. V'chayt nami v'chayim sakas mikvois ho'isha sheshim shem yom litovlo v'chayim kovda abayis harinu kinu litovlo u'mashma ho'im kovda abayis. That means if she took a douche. Kedim tfilo l'chashir and sumit v'yit. V'amun afer kamon l'kin godo כן שניס פה ישראל ומאיז ביילו תבלס ויחלס בתרומו בנער ולכמו נאמרים לנו מה רוב המשמש את כל דימויום אם אסור לך בתרומו אי אפשר לא שלא תפלי אלא בעד היום דיבון מסייר כשקיפת אז הבית וכן מוכה בשל פרק הבא כיבה דיבה נקיבות להפרי הזר וכן לכמו מפרק בסינה so the Ramo also agrees that Kibbut Abayis is removes, eliminates every chshoshe. But because of the pluk, so the Ramo paskens, even if Shalishim Shalitoso, she has to count 500 days. V'chein likam v'chein bosim en gabarei yimechotome yimechotoya v'shamesh eshmini v'leile v'arbaleile sentech yitchasyei u'mucha chosom v'shamesh esbelailo v'rei elimocham v'shimerasim kenegedei tivemes l'arem v'teiro v'ein lihokil me'odom v'ferik yisideifen yida azla v'kare ba'adavoz l'shadise. So that's the Ramban Shi. In other words, if she walked, so maybe you don't have to be cheshish. The Rosh Shita is that walking is not a sure guarantee that everything came out. V'yismich al zeh shehilchiz mishatash v'shadalaylo k'in sheaflitu. Do'ach ha'perushim, v'kar l'dil ba'di do'ozle, shadisi u'palde. V'amayo marobi yev sheshlitifnit chashino niboyel l'meima. U'meikele kishitfilo b'mito v'lo yolcho hilkach l'polto. Avo niboyel shetiflit hakel al-bihim. So in other words, he's chelik on Ramban. Ramban Shiti is the Tiluch, is Mavli. V'rabletam pireish nirome v'achome lo'i miboyel l'yelo b'yisho sheboyel l'ozal. Only if the husband is a zal. Do amrinon dayo ki beyalo. U'beyalo lo'i sosa arelo mishim tichsiv be'izive. ולא נהירן. So the Rosh is חלק על רמתם שלי. לא מקרון אף כל רקם, פרק איזה דייב, דרי יעד. So it doesn't apply only to a פלטה שכבה זרע whose husband is his own. It applies to every פלטה שכבה זרע. ולי נראה דיקו של הפירושה, מהודי בוי אלי לקמון, יראי יעד, מדעך מרחמון אבל יקרנו בסינה. ועד מפורך המיץ רבשים מכל רוחץ ובמים תום הדרב, על מרחוב לדסייר. ועד יקום עלי כמה אפילו רבשים לא מדי יקבל על איתם בפנים כבחוץ. אבל ליסטר אותם ממה שראי הרבה, על מדעדיף ומבי על עלי יסטר. So that's רבנתם שיטה, and the Rosh rejects רבנתם שיטה. והרי מצל כוסף, בתשובה של יום ופולטה שכבה זרע, שסיסרס אל ליטרס בלבד, אבל ליבי לא אין לסיסרס. מיום עלי כמה גבי קיישי דובר הגרם סייסר, ושאין גרם אין סייסר, ופילטס אין גרמס תומה לביילו, אין סיסרס לביילו. דבור אוף תמוי, היך תיסטר לחצוי, שאול לו ימי סבירוסו לביילו, ותאירו משמש, ואסורו מטיירס ומקדש ולמקדוש. So he is masik and raivet. How can you separate the tumas nide ligami taives from tumas nide ligami bad? But that's not such a kasha, because we have many examples where ligabi bailo, she's considered the ligabi tare, she's considered the nide, and ligabi bailo, she's not considered the nide. Kamo vikamo cases. So the Rosh is chelik and raivet. The Rashbo happens to agree with the raivet. All right. Alright, so these are the sheets. Now, of course, we pass the Shono, the Mechaber and Ramo, in view of the fact that both the Mechaber and Ramo and the two, they all passed. Well, the two just passed the two, and the Mechaber just passed that she has to count four unclean days of the bomb. But so that means that we don't pass like the Rabbeinu Tam. Because according to Rabbi Tam, the whole aloha of Siseres applies only to a case where the husband is his aunt, and they don't even pass like the Raivet. Because if it's only Nigeye, if it only has relevance, Ligabi Tairas today, it's not relevant altogether. And why should the Shekhanoch even mention that? So in other words, so the Shekhanoch doesn't pass like Rabbi Tam and doesn't pass like the Raivet. Doesn't pass like that. All right. Now, this thesis. Now, Tanya Omer Rav Meir. The thesis is Tanya Omer Rav Meir. So, what does Rav Meir say? That one of the reasons is why the Kusim are considered Beyom Nido is because there is Dam Odeim Umashkim Yisrael Dam Yorek. And Dam Yorek is not Itan. So this is the Kashi. But there is a Tane who says that Dam Yorek is Tom. So, Tanya Omer Rav Meir Chelon Ferkla Yad Yoret Rav Meir Lishin Zakav Yom Nahal Vitim Idam Yorek. So in other words, so the Kusim, the Bnei Kusim acted Kedim. So Teisa says, Yiforish Dam Yorek Doroch Elav Yorek Mamesh Kayid Elil Elodeye Minen Vichin Lakav Yit Mitamei Mitamo Kusis Dam Yorek Deye, which is much lighter. Midam Yorek Shu Tobi. Will you pierce me nachher? In other words, we don't pass like a Kavir Mahal. So Dam Yorek is not Midam Yorek. What does it mean, Dam Yorek is not Midam Yorek? That means that if the Mari is yellow, or even brown, it's not Midam. Only red is Midam. But according to Akavim Mahalel, so Dam Yorek is Mitami. But, as I mentioned last time, in Loshon HaGemara, Yorek can have reference to yellow, and Yorek can have reference to brown, and Yorek can have reference to green too. Yorek. So in other words, so when Akavim Mahalel says that Yorek is Mitame, it doesn't mean if it's green it's Mitame, if it's yellow it's Mitame, because yellow has a certain affinity, as closeness, proximity with red. But if it's green, then Akavim Mahalel is made it's not Mitame. Mashiach in the Kusi, they were Mitame green mamish. This is what Teisa says. Mitamo Kusi is Dam Yorek, Deo Midam Yorek Shutami. In other words, that they want me to be even green. Alright. Sefarti le mi en Zayin, vim temai. The whole mabikeitza tzeilin, uliserches nozir, mix Zayin kikulei, vizomdei lo maroso le mishkachas alibei, birei bin ashmoshes, וחיפושים סעיביה, דאור הפורך לקמון, לרב דאור מהיים שפיסקס בהם, אלו למי אין שיבו, ורב כי כיסו יעלו לשמה את זה. רבי יסי סייז, מיקסס היים כי קולה. רבי יסי סייז. מיקסס היים כי קולה. So, in regard to what din does רבי יסי סייד, in regard to איזו בגדלה. So, איזו בגדלה has to count Zayniki. So suppose the first day of the Zayniki is Sunday. So Shabbos is the seventh day. Suppose she made the bdike on Shabbos, the seventh day, in the morning, and she found herself clean. She found herself clean. And then, so midraisin she can be tevelis even on the seventh day in the morning. A nida cannot be tevel on the seventh day in the daytime. She has to wait till it's night. A nida, but the zove has to count. So a nida does not have to count 7 clean days. A nida midraisin, even if she keeps on menstruating every day of the 7 days, but if on the seventh day she stops, so she can be tevelis on the night of the eighth day, and she's mitaris levayel. That's the aloche of nida. But she cannot be tevelis, even if she stops bleeding, she cannot be tevelis on the seventh day in the daytime. She must be tevelis on the night of the eighth day, not on the seventh day. Eizovik daily on the country, on the other hand. So she has to count Zayinikim, but then she can be tevelis on the seventh day in the morning. If, let's say, on the seventh day she makes a tikkun in the morning, and she's clean, so then she can be tevelis. But her status is contingent upon what will happen to her in the course of the balance of the day, according to the Rabbanan. In other words, so midraise eizovik dele can be tevelis the seventh day in the morning, and but she's not allowed to have relations with her husband, because of the possibility, maybe in the afternoon she will see Dam, so that will be Sei Selim Afreya everything. So it will mean, it will be determined that she and the husband were even in Issachoris. But suppose she is developed on the seventh day in the morning, and the husband has relations with her, and she does not see Dam, so then she was only Eiver Davere of Mishavi Lechel Psachazia Volov Yel Psachle, because she put herself in a position that perhaps she was Eiver and Issa Kores. But if she didn't see any Dam, so she was not Eiver and Issa. She was not Eiver and Issa. So this is, but if she did see Dam, then it's Seisel Mafreya. It's Goyim Mitzel Mafreya that she was in Ide. And they are both Eiver and Issachoris. Both Eiver and Issachoris. That's the Rabbon. Rabbi Yisi says that if a woman on the seventh day she made a bdiki and she was clean and she was tevelis and then she saw Dam, so she becomes asur mikam lahave. And if the husband had relations with her before she saw Dam on the seventh day, after she was tevelis, so according to Rabbi Yisi Midraise, it was not Eiver and Issa. So she becomes Tomei if she sees Dam after Tefillah on the seventh day, she doesn't become Tomei Lemafreya, but only become Laha. I asked you to go over the Sugi in Psochim. It's very important. And the Sugi in Psochim, Daf Pei Aleph, and in Noziel, Daf Tesvot. So why does Rabbi Yisi say that if she was developed on the seventh day, and then she saw Dam, so she doesn't become Tmeyol Mafreya, but only become Lahabe, and if she had relations with the husband before she saw Dam, after Tvile, so she was not with the Raisi, she didn't do any Dovor Oseah, Why? Because Rabbi Yisi holds Mikzas Hayim Kikulei. So that means the Rabbonon say, we don't say Mikzas Hayim Kikulei. So even though she made the Bdike the 7th day in the morning and she was clean, but if let's say a minute before Shkia on the 7th day, she saw down, so it's going to Mafreya that she was never terrible. And the tefillah had no significance. So, because the Rabbonon don't apply the concept of Miksayim Kikulei here, but Rabbi Yisi applies the concept of Miksayim Kikulei. So since in the morning, part of the day, she was clean. She made the bdikah on the 7th day in the morning. And she was clean. When did she sit down? At 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So that means that she already finished, completed a count of 7 clean days. 6 whole days and part, the initial part of the 7th day. That's considered like a 7th day. So when she does sit down, so it's a new tume. But it doesn't interfere with the tare that took place when she was developed. Why? Because Rabbi Yisi holds Miksas Hayim Kikulei. Miksas Hayim Kikulei. And Rabbonon say, we don't say Miksas Hayim Kikulei. So, Teisa says the Kashi. Here the Gemara says that only the Kusin apply the concept of Miksas Hayim Kikulei. In other words, this is not a Shite of Torah. But we see that Rabbi Yisi has the same Shite. So, Udoma, because it's sailing, Unfair Gnosia, Misaxnot, Misaxnot, Kikulei, Misom, Deilom, Aroson. Oh, so the Gemara asks the Kashe, according to Rabbi Yisi, how is it possible that, how can we visualize Isomic Deile? Because in order to become Isomic Deile, a woman must have 3 Riyas on 3 successive days. So if Yemezile, she sees she has a Riyah on Sunday, on Monday and on Tuesday, then she becomes Isomic Deile. But suppose she in the Yemei Zive she has 1 Riyah on Sunday, on Monday she doesn't have a Riyah. On Tuesday she has a Riyah, and then on Thursday, on Wednesday she doesn't have a Riyah. On Thursday she has a Riyah, even though she had 3 Riyahs, but they were not Ritzufi. So in other words, they were not on 3 successes. She didn't have the 3 Riyahs down on three days in succession. So then she doesn't become Isomic Deile. So the Gemara asks, Bishleime, according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisi, that they don't apply the halacha of Miksayim Kikulei, Gabi Zove. So we understand how we can visualize Isomic Deile. She saw down on the eighth day, that's the first day of the Yidalef Yim, she be needle in the day, and on the ninth day, and on the tenth day. But according to Rabbi Yisi, so if she saw Dam on the 8th day, and on the 9th day, and the 10th day, it should be like a woman seeing Dam on the 8th day, and on the 10th day, and the 12th day, which becomes Isomic Deile? No. In order to become Isomic Deile, she must have 3 years and 3 days in succession. But according to Rabbi Yisi, it's never in succession, because he applies the halacha of Miksayim Kikulei. So Mele, if she saw Dam on the evening, in the morning, and then, let's say at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m., she saw Dam on Sunday. That's the 8th day. So, and then, on Monday, she also saw Dam at 11 a.m. So the initial part of the day, from sunset, Sunday, till 11 a.m., Monday, is considered like a whole day. And so then when she sees 11 o'clock, so it's like it is just as if one day intervened between the first Riyah and the second Riyah. And the same thing, and if she sees down at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, so you have a whole day from sunset Monday till 11 a.m. Tuesday. So it's like seeing having one Riyah on Sunday, second Riyah on Tuesday, and the third Riyah on Thursday. So how can we visualize? How can we visualize Isomic Deile? So the Gemara gives two tirutzim. According to Rabbi Yisi, we can visualize Isomic Deile in two situations. Either in the case of Shifas, let's say if a woman
he has a certain condition that she keeps on flowing. I mean, she has a flow of dam all the time, doesn't stop continually for 3 days, or even if she is not shifas, she doesn't have an uninterrupted flow. But if, let's say, she on Mitzvah Shabbos, so she has a discharge of dam, let's say, that starts a few minutes before Shkia Mitzvah Shabbos, and it ends, and it continues until, let's say, 72 minutes after Shkia. Until 73 minutes after Shkia. So she had a long kriya binashmoshes Mitzvah Shabbos, and then she had another long kriya binashmoshes Sunday night. So in Mele, you don't have any mixas hayayim that is clean, because if she has a riyah, let's say, on Shabbos, if she had a riyah on Shabbos, let's say at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so then, and then she had a riyah, and then she had a riyah on Sunday at 5 o'clock, so the whole day, the initial part of the day, from sunset, Shabbos, till Sunday 5 p.m. is a clean day. But suppose the riyas take place in the course of the Benashmoshes period. So mainly you don't have the Emiksos Hayim beginning with the beginning of the day, commencing with the beginning of the day up to a certain hour in the day. Some melee, she becomes a Zobidele. This is the Gemara standard. So, Vimteba, Doma, Brigitte, Tzeli. We miss a restore, the Missa Yukikula, the Zobidele, Boss, the Shkaz, Alibi, the Rebin Ashmoshes. The Rikikusim say, Veya, the Ochet Poetry, come on, we Rav, Doma, Yim, she be seconds, Veya, Lemini, and Shivo. So the Gemara has the Kashi, we Rav, Kiki Soya, Amon Ishmaite. So why don't the Gemara ask against Rabbi Isi? The Rikikusi, Amon Ishmaite. The Gemara doesn't ask any Kashes. So apparently, Rabbi Isi Shite is an acceptable Shite. That's an acceptable Shite. But the Kuzim Shite is not acceptable, is inconceivable. But it seems that Rabbi Isi says the same thing. Rabbi Isi says the same thing. The Yesh Leima, the Rabbi Isi Leslie Mixes Ayin Kikule, Elo Bisev Sire, Kimishimere Sire, Avo Bitrio, Kmoshein Rim Kuzim Mede Doyam Lino. ומשי קושם פרקם לראש שונו, נפורי בסייד מחיר, דיבר זה השם. So Teisve says, and all the Shemim say the same terms, except the Rosh here, now we know. All the Shemim, Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, everybody, except the Rosh, this is Rosh. So they give the same terms, and they say, Rabbi Yisi applies the concept of Mixas Hayim Kikulei, Ligabei, Seif Haminyan. Seif HaMinyan, what does Rabbi Isi say? That if a woman counted 7 clean days, and on the 7th day, in the morning, she made a bdikah, she found herself clean, then she was tevelis, and then she saw dam, even though she was with her husband, after the tefillah, and in the same day she saw dam, it's not Yisrael Matreya. Why? Because Mixas Hayim Kikulei, so it means that this woman completed the count of 7 days. Even though she saw dam on the 7th day, but the Mixas Hayim, from the sunset, till, let's say, 10 o'clock in the morning, the next morning, that constituted a whole day, because of Mixas Hayim Kikulei. So he applies the concept of Mixas Hayim Kikulei vis-a-vis the Seif HaMinyan.